Our devotional time this morning is a time to reflect upon this week of time, the aftermath of the meeting week. And as we do so, we interpret the ideas that were set forth before us of how we may reach out to others in the future. We begin with a love for the Lord and a love for salvation and a love for other people who obey the gospel that has been taught. This message of the Lord is the message that we need to open our Bible and read for ourselves. And as we do, we can be people who love others and love the Lord for His salvation. Also, to find ourselves looking forward to the time in which we can encourage others. We have many service activities that we can involve and as a result help people, but we can also help people with the gospel teaching. Phil Sanders edits the Searchlight publication, and in July 2021, on the article entitled, Why Are We Doing This?, in paragraph 1 on part 2, he stated, The world lives as if God did not matter, Matthew 24:37-39, busy with their own lives and unconcerned with spiritual matters. Then in paragraph 2 he writes, The Christian, however, must have a different attitude. We love the Lord with all our hearts, with all our soul, with all our mind, with all our strength, Mark 12:28-30. And we often sing the song, Jesus is all the world to me, my life, my joy, my all. That must be our mindset and a way of life. Like Paul, we should give ourselves fully to Christ. I have been crucified with Christ, he said, and it is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me, Galatians 2:20. Yes, indeed, we need to be people who love others and love the Lord and who also find ourselves in searching for others and talking to them about needs in life that we can assist and help them and spiritually assist as well. May God bless His Word as we teach it with other people.